We're beginning the second Ma'aser Sheni Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph. Ma'aser Sheni. Agav Ma'aser Sheni, of course, we're going to be discussing in the Mesar Avar and so on, which is exactly the same halacha as Ma'aser Sheni. But in certain elements, Ma'aser Sheni also shares dinim with Ma'aser Behema and with Bechoras. We'll talk a little bit about that too. Agav Ma'aser Sheni. So, we begin with the dinim of Mechira of ownership of Ma'aser Sheni. The Ma'aser Sheni Ein Bo Klinoto, you don't sell Perot of Ma'aser Sheni. And the meaning over here is, so remember, selling it through different components. One element of selling is exchange. Exchange of this for cash. And if you do that, then it's nothing but a pidyon. And then the kedusha goes off of the ma'aser sheni onto the mode. No different than being pulled in ma'aser sheni. We're talking about over here, selling ma'aser sheni with the understanding that it remains ma'aser sheni. You buy the right to eat my ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. That's what we're talking about. The pears remain ma'aser sheni. Oh, you're going to Yerushalayim? Great, I'll sell you my ma'aser sheni for you to eat in Yerushalayim. So then I'm not being pulled in the kedusha of ma'aser sheni. I'm simply selling them. And since over here there's an element of kedusha on Ma'aser Sheni, we'll see this machlokas about.
What kind of market value is that?
It'd be much cheaper, of course. But anyway, it's Oscar. So that one is not knowing it if it's his own, and they treat it to a mechira. Ve'im b'mashkinim ato. You can't now take out a loan based on. The value of the Ma'aser Sheni that you have or somebody has, you're going to lend them money based on the Ma'aser Sheni as its type of Mechira. Right. So the thing was like Mamun Gavar. This is my quote. In Masmiti Moto, you can't do Halipin with it. So in other words, you take this action from my focus, what this means. Some learn you can't be mocked with even your Ma'aser Sheni or the other guy's Ma'aser Sheni. Right. And the problem that is that the Mishnah later on seems to discuss such a case. It may have to be machalik between in Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim. Others learn machalikin is in terms of Mechira. Oh, it's just a different type of level of Mechira. Not, they wouldn't limit it. They said that there's two cases, one within and one without.
I'm saying
Ein Machlifin would be in Yerushalayim, that then wouldn't. It wouldn't. Ein Machlifin is the one that's outside of Yerushalayim. The next case is in Yerushalayim. The Losho Klin Kinegdo, you don't use it as a weight on your scale. It's a design. The Lo Yomar Adam L'Chaviro B'Yerushalayim, this would be the basis of the Havdalah between us. Don't say to a friend in Yerushalayim, Halach Yain, Latin Lishana. Or the same thing in any period. We don't exchange it as it's a commodity. I have no things that was not maximum. You can invite somebody to your table, and he can invite you to his table, and that's. But it's maximum. Maximum means that it's not an exchange of favors either. Kinam. It's without any arrangement.
It has to be like put together, you give it to a guy and say,
give it as long as nothing's been given in exchange. Ma'aser Behema. Now, we bring in Ma'aser Behema because of certain similarities. There too, Ein Mochrin Oto, Tamim Lechai. You can't sell Ma'aser Sheni because the Torah talks about, I mean, we learned truth as we learned about, as we'll see, it's a Jereshava from Haromim. Haromim, we have Lo Yimacher and Lo Yigael together. So we understand that the Lo Yigael, by Ma'aser, includes also the Lo Yimacher, and therefore both are true. You can't do either when it comes to Ma'aser. And that's why the Mishnah says over here, Ein Mochrin Oto, so you might say, Behema, you cannot sell it, even as a tummy. The Lo Baal Mum, Chai V'Shachut. And if it's a Baal Mum, you cannot sell it either. And this is even selling its meat, you can't sell. Now, there's a difference in the kind, but there's a number of explanations why we separate. Some learn that it's only in order to distinguish between the Bechor and the Ma'aser Sheni, which are different than this. Others just say the Kal V'Chomer, which we'll see later on. Then the kachin bo taisha, you can't use it to be mekadesh a woman with, because that is a form of lakicha, like buying and selling. Right, that's why we're comparing it over here. And then the kachin bo taisha, the aim. A bakar, on the other hand, a bakar can be sold as a tam. Ubalmum a chai vishachut. You can sell it as a balmum even in its mass of as a piece of meat. Umakachin bo taisha, because bakar belongs to the kohen totally. It's considered to be considered to be mamish moman hedyot. Now, this is talking about only Bizman Hazeh, because since Bizman Hazeh, it's not a korban, so the Kohen has the schus in it, and he's simply waiting for it to become a balmum. Now, Shane came by the time the Beis Hamikdash was kayam, if it's high, then it's omed la'akrava. So if it's omed la'akrava, it isn't yours. And therefore, we wouldn't say that you're mokh and asot tamim high. Why would you be mokh and asot tamim high?
You would have the same description as the...
Yeah, it would be the Shulchan Gavah, exactly like the Meister. So even this is true, even if you hold on to Kachin Kalanism and Hedya. But a Matvei Kahuna is here, if it's a Roy to be brought, the Shulchan Gavah, and therefore it's not considered to be yours. The Im Makali Maaser Sheni Al Asimon, you can't use an Asimon for Meister Sheni. From nowadays, if they have the telephone cards, for sure you can't use a telephone card. Right. Right, so that's because it says Vitsarta Hakefa Biyadecha. Vitsarta means Kesef Sheshel Apsura Vidarshan. And you can't put it onto Amadbeya Sheino Yotse. You can't put it onto a coin, even that has a Tsura, but that is no longer over the Socher. And because it's Vahot Sekha, you're supposed to be able to use it, Vahot Shetava Mashecha. The lo alama ochein and reshuto, and it's the tzarka kefet biyadecha, which means that if you don't have it, let's say the money is at the bottom of the sea, it's not really over because you could hire a diver to get it. And of course, in a different city, you could hire someone to get it, but that's not considered to be biyadecha. Therefore, you can't use it to be makhal. Says the Mishnah Maaser Sheni in mochrinoto. Why in mochrinoto? It's called Kodesh LaHashem, and therefore you're treating it with Bizayon, and you can't tell it. Ein Mashkininoto, because it's called Bo Bracha. It says over here, Ki Yorecha Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Ma'aseh Yadecha. And to take a mashkanta is a klola. How could you use it as a mashkanta? No, but he's going to give you a loan based on this.
It's a lot, all right.
Yeah, that's a quota. What are you going to take a loan for? So therefore, you can't use it. Right? No, I'm not even kidding around.
So it means that you're giving your
blood
away.
Right?
Or
You're
no.
Is this
personal,
and this,
you don't own this money?
You're not personal, since you're expanding. You're the opposite. Right. You're becoming a Shrubat to someone else. Kefir ain't mokhi yadu. We say you can't sell it. What are we referring to? We mean, lo yomar adam l'chaviro, heilecha tamame hazeh. You can't say to a guy, you take these things from my Hashemi, the same libo from Hashim Zuz Shalchula, and switch it with me for Hashim Zuz of Kulin. Now, who is the man the Omer that holds him? It's that Rabbi Meir. It's only Rabbi Meir who holds that my Tashani is Momon Gavoa. Balam to Rabbi Yehuda, who all over holds that my Tashani is Momon Hedyet, and this is from the Mishnah and tradition about the Mekadesh Bechalko. So it says that the parish for Meister Sheni, the din is that according to Rabbi Meir Lo Kaddish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he made it Kaddish. So he holds that it's really your money. And if your intent is to use it, and it wasn't a Mekachtos, so then it's fine. And the truth is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Baram to Rabbi Yehuda, Dinu Shein Mutila Mocha, the Kavakoma. It should be obviously Mutar, because if Truma, mine Truma, she has to Lazorin Mutar Lamokra, Truma has Kedusha in it. And it becomes a key of means for his desire to eat it. And nonetheless, the halacha is that it's mamon kohen, and he could sell it, so there's no problem. You know, it's a very powerful kedusha to it, right? So here, where it's not, it's mutar l'zor, like the sheni shu mutar l'zorim, ein odin, shei mutar l'mofro. I mean, so you see, no matter what you're going to say, certainly a lesser level of kedusha than the truma. Why shouldn't it be mutar? And what kind of bizoyan is, you're telling me it's a bizoyan? What kind of bizoyan? I can sell truma, I should be able to sell this. There's one, not necessarily. I'm going out of the truma. Shein ha tu nam b'chitza. Hold on a second. Truma, you can be anywhere in the world, right? As long as it's not coming. My Shani, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Doesn't that show a higher level? That's why I said it's in Tuna. But here's the din in Kiddush. It has to be eaten with a Mechitza. How can you compare the two? Tell them, my Shani, you should call them Mechitza. If something that's a Mechitza, obviously, it needs to be a higher level, you should be able to sell it. Tells you, well, what about Bikurim? Bikurim, Sophia, we're over there. You can't do the Mechitza. You can only eat Bikurim in Yerushalayim, and nonetheless, you are allowed to sell your Bikurim. Ah, but when you're talking about the Bikurim, she'en ha'tovs in the demand. You see, if you sell Bikurim, once they have a din of Bikurim, they're not going to become Mechulalim. They're defined. You can't be Makal of Bikurim, right? And therefore, it is more Kal than Maitre Sheni. Maitre Sheni, its Kedusha will be Tovim's mother. Right, so that means that the kedusha on it is remains always intact. It will always be thought to be something else. So therefore, so bikurim means so it's in its demand that I can sell it. Some of them might change with the face of the mouth. Well, wait a minute. What about shvi?
I didn't understand what this means. Which ones are more intact and connected? So that we can't associate bikurim because it's the
world needed. Yeah, but on the other hand, when it comes to the question of mesira, the kedusha is unaffected. But the kedusha on Maitre Sheni is affected by the Mechira. It will be Tofes Adonim. It can be Tofes Adonim in Mechira, which means that it's not up to you.
Do you need to add a homage?
It's not up to you. It's something. It's something that's strong and therefore it's out of your hands. This thing is going to, is always grabbing something to make it Tofes.
It leaves itself. Maitre Sheni moves into.
So on. I understand. You want to look at it that way, but look at it the other way. Look at it the other way.
A person can sell the coin.
It's the same thing in a true. No, the coin gets sold, not the person.
What is received is
the coin. Yeah, it's no different than true. The ratio, that's the same thing as ratio. Okay, so I understand that over there is something where in a mechira, not mitzarel. Okay, so that's something that is kal in a sense. It doesn't have the power to be tofes domim. Maitre Sheni has the power to be tofes domim. We should look at that as a chumra. So Maitre Sheni is tofes domim, maybe he can't sell it. But what about shvias? Shvias Sophia. Shvias is tofes domim, and its mutter. There's all kinds of things. You can't set up a business. That's a mischira. But that doesn't mean it's also a mechira. You sell a little bit to the need on the person and so on. Omer Yudan, Mizu, Mishirata, or Shvi'it, He, Chilula. It's not from Shvi'it that you can bring a raya. How are you going to bring a raya Mizu? The mechira of the Shemitah is the Chilul of the Shemitah. Of course you're allowed to sell it. Because over there, if you have the money that you bought it with, the Kedusha is definitely going to go on the money. And the din would be, as I mentioned in the Mishnah, if you're selling Maitre Sheni in such a way that the Kedusha of the Maitre Sheni will go off on the money, then of course it's mutter to sell Maitre Sheni. That's no different than a pigeon on Maitre Sheni. But what we're talking about over here is selling Maitre Sheni. I bring Makal the Kedusha of Maitre Sheni. So how are you going to bring Mizu? How are you going to bring from the case of Shvias? The same din of Shvias would apply to Maitre. You want to be Makal the Maitre? Meaning, take my Maitre Sheni, which will be Chulin Biadecha, and give me money which will be Kodesh Biadi. That's fine. There's no problem with that. So what are you trying to bring a raya from the case of shvias, then that we're not talking about such a case. Where, right? In other words, in a sense, is what Barnea was saying. If Lamaisa is going to be Makalo, you're going to say that Maisa Sheni is going to be Tovfeis, it's Kedusha of something else. So then that's a Kula. So what you're bringing me from shvias is the reason why I should be more able to sell it. So the Gemara, of course, if that's what you're doing, it is more able to sell it. But that's not what you're doing. We're trying to show just in terms of the Kedusha, the Chumra of the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni. That you don't see by Shvias. Shvias, however you sell it, by definition, it'll be like this is Bameh. Over here, you're trying to sell it in a way which will not be called this is Bameh. You want it to remain Maisa Sheni. So that's what we're talking about. It's going to be awesome. Therefore, what are you bringing a Raya from Shvias? Over at Yirmiyah, he now approaches the Sugya in a slightly different way. He was starting from the beginning. Mantana in Mokriyoto Rebbe Meir. Just like we said before. Baram to Rebbe Yehuda, Bedinu Shemutta Lamokra from a different Kalvachom, not from Truma. Mikalvachom or from Shvi. Uma Shvi, Shein Porkin Chos Midamea. Nonetheless, Mutalamokra. As we saw, when it comes to Shviyas, you're not allowed to pay a debt with Shviyas money because that's Korah. It's La'okla V'lo'lis Korah, and this is doing business with it. Maisa Sheni, however, doesn't have that limitation. Maisa Sheni should call in Chov Mimena. They're allowed to use Maisa Sheni to be Korea Chov according to Rebbe Yehuda. And obviously, this is all Rebbe Yehuda L'shita. Doesn't work according to Rebbe Meir. I mean, Rebbe Meir is his answer to Porei Akov. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, you're allowed to be Porei Akov. So Kol Shekain, you should be Mutter L'mofra.
What is
we're going to talk about it. Ashkechan, Ashkechanam, Sheporein Chov Midamav. What do we mean exactly what Rebbe Yehuda is asking? In the following case, Kol Shekainan, Tamam. Like we learn over there, in the case of Mashar Heimenu Maaser B'Selah, Velo Yispik Lizdoto Ad She'amad B'Shtayim. Now the truth is we haven't gotten to this mission yet because it's later on. But it's talking about over here you sell somebody in a way that's mutter. You want it to be miskalo on the money. So you sell him now a certain amount of Maaser Sheni and you make the deal for what it's worth, which at the time it was worth a seller. You owe him now the seller. You did the Mashiach. According to Maisa Sheni, before you have a chance to pay up, which is the pigeon over here, the market changes. They post a new price for this, and now it's worth twice as much. So it says over there, you give him a seller. So in other words, all you have to do is give him a seller and nothing else. But the problem is that the Maisa Sheni will not be padui on that seller because the Maaser Sheni is now worth two and you have to be machalot on two Shloim, but you only have to pay one of those two Shloim to the seller because that was a deal that he owned. Umistaker seller, says the Mishnah over there, you get to keep the other seller even though it's Maaser Sheni for you, but still, I mean, it's your money that you can use now in your Shloim. So you see from here that when the buyer buys, he does the Mashiach, and at that point he becomes hired to pay up. So what is he paying up? He's paying up a seller of Maaser Sheni. Because otherwise the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because he's going to be the stocker, a seller, and he's going to give the, one, two sellers he's going to put into it, one of these sellers he's going to go and give the other guy, and one of the sellers he's going to keep himself to use in Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? It means that he's paying up his debt with money that is Maaser Sheni money. Right? So you could pay off the debt with Maaser Sheni. Or that's what it means. Omer of Yossi, Shani, what does that do? Over there it's different. Because Shemisha'ari Shana, Maaser Sheni Hayav, over there, the moment that he did a Mashiach, he was mechuyev to pay him that which would be Maaser Sheni. Because remember, we're talking about a mechuyev that was mutter. Mechuyev that was mutter is only with the understanding that the Moed now will get the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni, which it'll be mitzvah on the Moed. In which case, The whole chov originally was a chov in terms of the chiyuv of ma'aser sheni. But what you're talking about is if a guy owes money, if the guy would have owed you money, not money of ma'aser sheni, he would have owed you money, and you could have brought me a raya that for owing you money, you're allowed to pay him with ma'aser sheni, fine, that would prove that Torin Kov was Moses Ma'aser Sheni. How can you prove that Torin Kov was Moses Ma'aser Sheni where the original Kov was a Kov of Ma'aser Sheni? That doesn't make any sense. Your Kavakom Ram, it's not a Kavakom at all. It's saying absolutely nothing. It's a complete tautology. That's all that it is. You owe Ma'aser Sheni, you pay Ma'aser Sheni when you owe Ma'aser Sheni. That doesn't prove a thing. You want to prove something like that, Amar Rabbi Yudin, Masnit and Amar King. To usher lamokra. In fact, it becomes usher to be mokra. The tamin tamin taman made it kidesh. Shogeg lo kidesh. Talking about that very mishnah, which we have the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So over there, Rabbi Meir says, as we said before, you're going to be makadosh a woman with your chelak of kach. She's not makadosh. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's been mazed, so then it's kodesh. Shogeg not. So now, when he said kidesh, what was he saying? He's saying, not that you're allowed to be makadosh, he's saying that it is kodesh. So what do you see from there? Lekiha of Anisha, which is nothing but a form of business, of mechira, is only b'di'evet chal. It's not something that you're mutter to do, and you just tied it, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Easter was only an Easter of Rabbi Meir. Baramka Rabbi Yehuda, but you know she mutter lamokro is what she said. And there is a superior in the Mishnah that it's oster lamokro, at least in terms of Kedusha Isha, which boils down to lamokro. The chol, the imat omar, yehi mutter lamokro, yehi mutter lakadeshko. According to you, why did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah, kidesh, it should have said that he can go lechatzila to be mekadesh. The kol shehu asur lamokro, asur lekadesh bo. So it's kedushin and mekir. Don't try to give me this, some kind of explanation that there's a difference between that. Because anything that I could sell lechatzila, I should be able to use to be mekadesh anisha lechatzila. And something that I can't do lechatzila to be mekadesh anisha, I shouldn't be able to do lechatzila in order to do mekir. So therefore, there's something wrong with your Torah. But Amina, you see the same thing. Something that was given in Shviyas, was given la'achila. If, however, you went ahead and you used it, so then you have to eat as a knas the same amount of material as if it was kodesh b'kedusha Shviyas. And Rabbi Yossi said on that, if you say, it's very honor Rabbi Yossi, Zot Omeret, from here you see, She'osir Likach, Isha, B'dmei. How did he jump to the conclusion, just Likach? Because, obviously, he's saying, Delachim, Ma Ben Kona Isha, Ma Ben Kona Shifa. What is the difference between one purchase and another purchase? A Kenyan, Likach Isha, is a Kenyan. If that's what Rabbi Yossi could say there, then that's what you would have to conclude from the Mishnah that therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not mutter lamokra. So what are you telling me that it's a kavah from it is mutter lamokra? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yudin b'shem Rabbi Yehuda divrei hakolhi mipnei zilzulo, it should say. Over here, it has nothing to do with the issue of momen edyes or momen gavoah. It's because of the basav of zilzul of ma'aser sheni, which everybody has noted, that we're not mizalzul in something that I'm supposed to treat with the kedusha to eat it and let eat and so on and so forth. Completely aside of whether, in terms of ownership, it's mine. There's times in which you have ownership, but nonetheless, you can't be mizalzul in what you own. You can own a sefer Torah. That doesn't mean you can be mizalzul in the sefer Torah. You can own truma. That doesn't mean you can be mizalzul in the truma. So you own ma'aser sheni, very nice. So you own ma'aser sheni, but you should not act with it in a way that cheapens it. Obviously, if you do act with it in a way that cheapens it, you've done something wrong, but nonetheless, financially speaking, all of the dinim of matzah l'matzah will still apply. But you did something wrong. All our Mishnah says is ein mokrin oto. Does it say that it's not chal? Does ein mokrin oto? Ein mokrin oto is true. Bein la Rebbe Meir, Bein la Rebbe Yehuda, and this whole thing was taking the wrong tack to say that it was dependent in the issue of whether it's Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hetz. Rebbe Yosi, B'shem Rebbe Acha, says, Devei HaKolim, Kedeshu HaKol Zikukin L'Mekitzatan. What we want is nothing. It may not be Zilzal, but we don't want people to get out of the din of Maisa Sheni. We don't want people to be able to sell their Maisa Sheni and have somebody else go up to Yerushalayim for you. Really? You go to Yerushalayim. We want people going to Yerushalayim. So the Torah gave you din of Makita, Maisa Sheni. It's not just a technicality. See to it that your Maisa Sheni isn't eaten somewhere else. It's that see to it that you go to Yerushalayim to eat it. And therefore, we made a takana not to sell it in a way that will allow you to avoid going up the Yerushalayim. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. If you can't sell it, then what are you going to do? I mean, that's pronounced. We're not going to make things easier on you, right? No, I'm saying, you let it rot, and what do you mean? You have to be potent. Okay, so then you'll keep the money around, and then what? You'll throw it out when it comes to be your mice. What are you going to do with it?
Your money, once you
put
it, you can give someone
else
that money to use
in your life. You can give it to the Matana. You can give it to the Matana. But that makes things much more, you lose it. Yeah, so that's going to put on pressure on you that it's kibbutz for you. Kedai for you to go and to eat it already, right? It's like certain people this year have friends and relatives that do their teeth for free in the States because they're dentists. It's worth the trip. You get your free dentistry, right? Ketzad ein mimashkin. Okay, when you say you can't be mimashkin, you seem to be referring to the lender, right? So what does that mean? It means, and if not, the total betosho kaveiro lamashkino, you're the lender. You want to come in now to be mamashkin, something that he has, for a cause, also, this is how on you. So all your mashkin maikushen, it's true that the person who comes in also can, besides the love himself, which in a minute. But if I'm coming to be mamashkin afterwards, remember, there's mamashkin means, you know, going in if the guy doesn't pay at the time that he's supposed to pay, and then I'll go in and pay him. And that you can't take his money to shame. Now, Tommy the Brighter says, "V'lo marhimin oto, v'lo yitnevel lefen v'nish yokalalov." Lo marhimin is that you, as the borrower, don't set it aside as a mashkin to somebody else to take a hold on. This means a mashkin v'chatchila, to pawn it. You can't pawn it in order to take a hold. And you can't give it now to a chenveni and say, okay, so now let me take stuff from the makolet and you can trust me because you have at least my maizah sheni, so that'll cover my bill. Right? It's the same thing. It's the type of mask. Huh? Avar umishkein, avar v'yirin. You know what? If you were over and you went ahead and you did it, so now the question is, is there also a knot over here that since the person was over on the Isser, so let's say we're going to be Mavakal Amashkin, because he wasn't allowed to make an Amashkin. So then the question is who's responsible, because then it's the lender that is going to end up being in trouble. This is our old question, was it the mouse? The mouse that stole, or was it the mouse hole that stole? The Gemara puts it. So the question is over here, what's the din if he was offered Mishnah of Religion? Yeva Kahada, also Master Sheni Shalom, Bain Bishogi, Bain the Mazin, Yitzhak Lashamayim, Yitzhak Lashamayim, well, Lakara, it seems to be dependent in the following brisa. In a case where somebody eats his Master Sheni, outside Yerushalayim. So what should he do? He should pray to God that he'll be mo for you. That's what you should do. That's the only implication of such a thing. There's nothing, nothing else that can do. So says at least Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe Omer, Shogeg Yitzhak Yishamayim. If you did it for Shogeg, then you can pray to God for forgiveness. But if you did it for Mazed, then we give it stuff. And our look over there is Yasser Domav Lemekoman. So he holds that you have to be makrish new money, the same amount as your Baisa Sheni was worth, and you'll have to take them up to Yerushalayim and eat them as if they're Baisa Sheni. So Lechora, we have a question over here about Kamsina. According to Rebbe, your Yasser Domav Lemekoman. Divrei Rebbe Shimon, if you're talking about not the produce, but originally you used money, and you use this money now to do business and so on and so forth, so what would be the halacha? Huh? So there, shogei yitzak shamayim, but whereas money, even if Shimon Gamliel is moda, that it's like you took the money from Eich Hasheni, so yachzeru domav lemekoma, divrei Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. In this case, he says, well then, you should be mazer the money, because moz is different than the fruit, because since it was already in a matzah for moz, you could actually be mechala those moz onto your new moz. And that's how we look at it. Rebbe Omer, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mazed, Yazru D'Mav L'Mekoma. In this case, Rebbe holds that you should be mazer to be konitzim, whether it was the mazed or whether it was B'Shogeg. Says Rabbi Zrika, B'Shem Kriya. The halacha is like Rabbi when it comes to Moses, that we're Machmir, Ben Shogin, Ben Bemezes. And the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Peros, that we're Mako, Ben Bemezes, Ben Shogin. I'm Rabbi Lom, Maisa Hayu. There was an actual question, halacha Maisa. Behodu ka Rabbi Bemoz. When it was Bemoz, for them, they were more like Rabbi Machmir. Okay, so the core of the question, whether there's a knot, should be dependent on it. We're over the not really. Yeah. Okay, let's leave it at that. Let's have a chance to be continued.